After 25 years, the Upper Grand District School Board is getting a new logo. The new logo was unveiled at the May 9th board meeting. The previous logo came after amalgamation of the Dufferin and Wellington County Boards of Education molded together to form the UGDSB in 1998. The logo as we know it represents the Grand River. It has two students raising their arms in the foreground of the image with a river and forest behind them. The new logo is the letter U for UGDSB, with panels of different colors surrounding it. We really took this idea using the phonetic idea U are at the center, which was the play on the letter U in Upper Grand, said John Furneaux, principal strategist at Level 5 Strategy, a communication strategist firm who led the logo design. Whenever Brooke Hartley, UGDSB student trustee, and other students would look at the logo, she and other students said, "That's the one that is gonna fully represent Upper Grand District School Board and us. It shows the UGDSB is diverse and can accept change," Hartley said. Unanimously, the motion of the visual identity report was approved for action. "The new visual identity logo resonated with students," said Peter Sovereign, UGDSB Director of Education, in an interview with Guelph Today. "I really think that's part of the power of this new visual identity, is that while it will stand out as unique to UGDSB, it also has the ability to change just like we all do," Sovereign said. "Definitely the changing makeup, the changing demographics of our students, the changing priorities of our citizens as a whole. I think that this is something they can look forward to," said Ralph Masonbrink, chair of UGDSB, in an interview with Guelph Today. "Launching a new logo in multiple places across the UGDSB will be doled out into phases. We will be taking a careful, thoughtful, methodical approach to this," said Sovereign. "The UGDSB is conscious of the environmental impact with the current materials with the old logo have when they are replaced," said Sovereign. "The cost for the logo rollout is not known at this time. There will be a plan to do a full inventory of everywhere the old logo currently is. It's been 25 years and it's not something you undertake every couple of years. We're really pleased with the logo because we think it's going to stand the test of time for a while now," said Sovereign.